Hey, I'm Drew.
And I'm Eileen. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Download an audiobook
for free
with a 30-day free trial.
That's right. Just visit audibletrial.com/AOIS21. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
That's right. You heard it here. You heard it now.
Faux free. Welcome to Two Girls, One Joint. I'm your host, Eileen Vega.
And I'm Drew Vincent.
Thanks for tuning in where we like to shoot the shit,
smoke the weed,
and keep it real. Hello.
Hello.
As usual, we're stoned. Yes. So one for one. One for one on being two girls, one joint.
But it's actually, the name of this podcast is a lie, because it's always more than one joint.
always.
But we're always sharing one at a time. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. But speaking of things we've shared, we did want to talk about something else that we, some other drugs that we do.
Oh, yes.
Some other drugs that we do. It's the same drug.
Really. Yeah,
it's the same drug. Like
that's, yeah.
But it's in a different format. Formation. Yeah. So, yeah, today I'm going to stop being weird. today we want to talk about edibles. Because this is your 420 sisters.
Oh, yeah.
You were like, what?
420.
Oh no, not like sisters, like, oh, no, right. I meant like, because we're girlfriends, we're friends who are girls.
420 sisters.
Yeah.
I thought you said, like, I thought you were saying, like, 420 episodes or something, and I was like, it's not 420.
Oh, no, that we are marijuana-loving.
Marijuana sisters.
Hoes, ladies, bitches, sisters. So, edibles. So, I am a big smoker. Like, big smoker.
And I'm a medium smoker.
Which goes a lot with our normal body size, too.
Big and medium.
Big and medium. Big and medium. And one joint. Well, sorry. I'm getting off track. This is what happens when we're, like, already a joint deep when we start the podcast. So, yeah, I'm a big smoker, but I like edibles a good deal.
Me too.
I think that they do serve their purpose. It's not like when I sit around at home, I'm like, sitting around at home time is edible time. No, not really. It's usually like, I'm going to travel. I'm going somewhere. I would like to, like, go.
For the plane.
Yeah. I usually use it for plane. Yeah, plane rides a lot. Sometimes parties.
Yeah.
A lot of times concerts or shows, movies.
Mm-hmm. It's easier to sneak into places.
Yeah, definitely.
Doesn't smell.
What are your preferred edible times?
I mean, I just don't have edibles as often, so usually it's, I would rather, like, block out an afternoon and just, like, not have too much to do and just go see a movie or something like that.
Yeah.
Go out to eat. I think going to parties, it depends.
Yeah, it depends on the party.
Because
if it's my weed friends,
make me more able to be social more than smoking, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I can be social smoking too. I don't know. But I do like to just be more drunk at parties than high.
Yeah.
But I would smoke, like, at a party. I guess I wouldn't smoke before a party. It's usually what I prefer.
Okay, that makes sense. That's fair.
But yeah, edibles is kind of different because it, like, hits you slower and surprises you. And sometimes you kind of forget. And then you're, like, feeling super, like, zonked out and chilling. And then you're like, oh, yeah, from the edible. I'm high now. Forgot about that.
Right. There's
like
always.
It kind of, like, sneaks you into it.
Do you ever.
And I like that.
I feel like sometimes when I, if it's a really good edible day, there's a moment. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that moment where you go from, I am just a person who just ate, to, yeah. I just ate some shit.
Yeah.
You know?
There's always a moment.
Almost like you get, like stoner whiplash. You're like, yeah, ooh, like, ooh. It's like you just opened a door and a bunch of smoke came out at you.
Yeah. There's a moment of realizing it.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you're usually, like, I'm, like, by the time I realize it, I'm, like, oh, wait, I've been high for a while.
Yeah.
I've just been so spaced out, I haven't, like, thought about whether or not I was high, but I have been.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love edibles. I smoke on top of edibles, too.
I know. See, your tolerance is insane.
That's because I'm a big one, and you're a medium.
But you smoke a lot. Yeah. A big stoner.
Well, because, like, Edibles are strong. They are strong. Yeah, but I feel like, especially because I'm, like I said, when I go, I'm going to eat an edible, I'm not like, I'm going to sit around and watch Archer and eat an edible. No, I'm usually like, I'm going to go to see Dave Chappelle live. I'm going to get on an airplane for 6 hours. Yeah. You know, it's never me just sitting around chilling. So when I'm on an edible, the reason why I feel like my tolerance is so high is because I'm just doing something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, if I get on the edible so I could go to see Disney on Ice. Oh, my God. Yeah. When we saw Disney on Ice, I was sobbing. I was sobbing. I was so high. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I wonder what's going to happen to Elsa. Oh, my God. So I love how good they are at these flips.
They're so good at ice skating.
I was... In that sense, like, I didn't just, like, sit there stoically being high. I was, like, actively being and living. Yeah. I was, like, living.
Yeah, just living.
I was living.
You're high off of life. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's kind of why edibles are dope.
Yeah, I usually buy them for, like, when I want to do a lot of living.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Yeah,
but I've sometimes... If I have edibles that are strong like that, I just get, like, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, robot-y.
Yeah.
But one thing I do like, I went to Denver recently and got some of the gummies, like the edible gummies.
Yeah.
And
you could dose yourself a little better on those.
Yeah, you can control how much you do. So I just did, like, the smallest amount to start, like, half of one. And it was, like, felt it a little bit, so then it's, like, just do, like, little bites at a time, and, like, it kind of still keeps you, like, light and chill.
Yeah.
Not too heavy, because I think sometimes people associate edibles with, like,
they're so strong,
you're just, like, yeah, exactly, like, in your face.
That's how I want it.
But I do, yeah. I mean, some people like it like that. I've enjoyed it like that, too, but I'm more recently in a
dosing kind of mood.
Dosing kind of mood, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially if you're doing it on the move.
Read or something, like, I'll, like, read a book and sit outside or something. Like, something that doesn't require a lot, but it's like, oh, it's chill.
Yeah, totally.
Get a nice coffee.
No, totally. That makes sense, because, like, I don't know. Edibles are so relaxing. I feel like I'm just, like, a lighter version of myself on edibles.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a lighter high, too, and I don't feel usually as groggy the next day. I feel more groggy.
I can if I eat, like, a whole brownie.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I've eaten, like, a whole brownie. So, I've done all sorts of types of edibles. I will say, like, I make my own edibles, and those tend to be, like, some of the strongest. Because usually the ones that you buy, like, at dispensaries or whatever, they're just smaller.
Yeah.
But... I make my own out of, like, using trim and some popcorn bud and, like, drying it out and, like, making the whole butter and stuff like that. And I usually just get, like, a Betty Crocker, like, brownie cookie or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Recipe. Yep.
You just replace, you replace the butter with the other butter and there you go. Oh, yeah, and he likes it too. Kitty. Yeah. But yeah, those are the ones that I've, like, definitely gotten, like, really, really high. But I have gotten really high on dispensary ones. Like, sometimes when they sell those little candies or little gummies, I'll take like three.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Because I'll be like, I want to feel it. And the, like, more recently, like, we were on vacation, we were seeing a dance show, and like, it was the very beginning of the show, and they were like, audience, get up and dance. And I stood up to dance, and it hit me like a fucking train in my face. It was like, whoosh. And I was like, I am so stoned. I am so high. Three gummies, and I am so, so high. And I seriously, like, couldn't even dance. They were like, come on, cha-cha now, y'all. And I was just like, literally, I was just standing there. I took the flip-flops off my shoes and just like stood barefoot on the floor. And I was like, me feet on the carpet. And and everyone's dancing and they're like, come on, dance. And I'm like, why are you dancing? Pretty cool. But then the rest of the show I was sitting, so that was good. And the whole show blew my mind. Like, everything that every person that walked on stage did was like, woo!
Yeah.
Sweet!
Well, it was still pretty awesome.
Whereas I think if I smoked, I might be like, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, less sleepy, almost.
Yeah, less sleepy. Yeah. Although I will say, like, I did see Dave Chappelle on an edible.
Yeah.
And, like, a whole brownie. I was like, Dave Chappelle's so fucking funny, I'm gonna eat this whole brownie. Yeah. And then I was, like, literally falling asleep by the end of his set. And I was like, I can't fall asleep at Dave Chappelle. Wake up, bitch.
Yeah. I have one that I bought, and it was, it's like, this half THC, half CBD, and then it was like a chocolate covered like espresso bean.
Oh,
which was
cool.
Dope. And it tasted really good. And it was surprising because since it was only like a small amount of each, but it definitely, I felt it a lot. And I think it's because it was like the half and half. But it was pretty cool.
Oh, really?
CBD is very calming. So yeah, it's sort of like you're high, but the CBD I felt like made it more of like a just physically relaxing. So it was nice. And I saw a movie on it. That was perfect.
Oh, yeah. What kind of movies would you watch on it?
I like funny movies.
Yeah, same. I'm into, like, funny
for
stuff.
For being high, like, just a funny movie. I saw Girls Trip.
I'll do music.
And it was so funny.
Oh, God,
wait.
It's
on HBO Go, which was, like, Queen Latifah.
Yeah, I've seen it in theaters. Did you come with me?
No, you guys went. I don't remember when it was, but I wasn't there.
Yeah, I think it.
It's so funny, and I watched it stoned, like at home because I had.
Yeah,
it on
I'm pretty sure I probably ate an edible for that,
and I was like crying, laughing so hard. It was so good. I was like curled up on my bed, laughing
with the pee. Like, with the pee, you're stoned. One. When she pees on everyone. Oh my god. That was so ridiculous.
The grapefruit. I love the grapefruit.
Oh, the grapefruit one is ridiculous. Great. Ridiculous.
And I think there's like the scene with the drugs and stuff, like they're like feeling like they're like all on drugs, and so like since I was high watching it, I think that's what made me find it so like funny too. So I was like, I'm on drugs.
That's funny,
man. Yeah, man, that's cool. But what I actually when I saw the movie, I don't even remember what movie I went to see, but then I felt like I had kind of felt it as I was walking down, and then, like, during it, I was like, yeah, I think I'm high. But kind of, like, didn't know, like, how much, because sometimes when you're in the movie, you can't really tell how high you are. You're just, like, watching the movie. And then we went to Walgreens after, and we're, like, standing in line, and the line was going so slow, and I was like, bail. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to be at Walgreens. And that's when I was like, nope, don't want to be here. That's when we both knew we were feeling like pretty.
Yeah, we've had
feeling it like with the edible. Like,
we've had some funny edible experiences together. I feel.
Yeah.
Was it that time we went to the restaurant like the first time we'd done it together?
No, it was probably not the first time ever, but it was one of them. It was like back in.
It was like back in the day where we had lower tolerances too.
Yeah, it could have been the first one we did.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't. You might have had some by yourself, but not with me, and vice versa. So yeah, when my boss, I think it was my boss, right?
Yeah.
He was like, I got a cookie. And he gave me a cookie, or somebody gave me a cookie.
It was your boss.
I think it was him.
Yeah.
So he gives me a cookie, and I text her. I think we're roommates at the time. And I'm like, yo, I got a cookie. Mm-hmm. We should, like, split this cookie and go get seafood. And she was like, sweet. So she meets me at work at the end of my shift. We split the cookie. We go to the restaurant. And there's a wait to sit down. So it, like, kicks in basically as we're sitting down. And we were so fucking lit.
Yeah. And just, like, so spacey and weird acting to everyone.
To, like, the waiters coming by, like, we're all like, okay.
Okay. Like, so confused.
I want a shrimp. How much? A half, no, a pound. A half pound. A pound and a half.
That is basically. Where we want a pound and a half a pound together. What is that? Yeah, it was funny.
And then, like, it was funny because we ordered twice. Because we finished the shrimp, and then we were like, oh my god, I want more. And we were like, can we get corn fritters and all this stuff? And there's one point in between the two servings.
Yeah.
Like, we ate our first batch of food, then we were like, we're not done yet. And we ordered more food. Yeah. We were waiting for the food. And I put my hands up, and I put my face in my hands. And I
had my face rested on my hand, too.
And I was like, do you think they would notice if we just napped, like, really fast?
Well, I think we were both just, like, falling asleep.
Yeah, we ate.
And then it was like, oops, what do we do?
And we woke up as they're like, here's your order.
And we're like, we can just rest our eyes or something.
I legit, like, put my palm, like, all across my face, like, and just leaned sideways and started falling asleep. And then I have your Coke refill. And I was like, oh, yes, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God. It was so funny.
It was so funny. What? And then we eat, like, a second round of food.
Yeah.
And then we had to get an Uber home. Or was it Uber?
Ubered.
And it was so funny because
we were being so weird.
Because we were being so weird and so stoned. And I look at Drew and I go, now act normal.
Yeah, you were like, I was like,
be cool, act normal, okay? Because we're high. And you have to act normal, Drew. And then I get in the car and I act as abnormal.
Yeah, I was like, so crazy. And I was like, okay, be cool. Basically, like, not say anything. And, like, she just overcompensates. How's everyone doing today? Kind of just, like, trying too hard. And then somehow, do you remember how, like, we start? I literally said nothing. And you just go, start talking about balls. You're like,
anal.
Yeah.
No, it was anal.
Oh, it wasn't anal.
I was like, and I told him he can't put his dick in my ass. So.
Yeah, something like that. And then you're like, ha ha ha, balls, anal. Like, whatever you're talking about. And I.
Be
just,
cool.
And so I just sat there, and then I just started giggling out loud. And I, like, couldn't really stop. And you were like, stop, they're gonna know. And I'm like, you're talking about, like, anal, like, you're the one being weird. And then you're like, stop laughing. Like, that was so good.
That was the best one. We were noobs.
I mean, it's just, like, such a weird random.
Oh, he's so cute. Our cat. Oh, his cat.
The cat is being so adorable.
This cat is too cute. This cat is on fire. Oh my god, we're so high.
He's rubbing his face against his paw.
Aww.
It's so adorable.
I know, he's so cute. Oh, yeah.
We're filming.
My phone's. recording, but feel free to take out your phone. Oh, he's so... Oh, look at his eyes! Okay, anyway, we are getting way off track. Oh, that was a good one, though. That was so good.
Let me just get my phone just in case it happens.
It's right there. Oh, yes. Another time. Oh, have we ever...
Okay, what were we talking about?
Have we ever gone to the beach on edibles, or was that just me? He's so cute. Why is he so cute right now? Oh, man, I'm dying. We can't do
that. Okay, we're done.
Okay.
Beach on edibles.
Or no.
No.
Oh, no. Have we? What have we done on edibles?
Oh, well, I don't know.
What other edibles do we have?
Yeah. Well, I tried making edibles once in college, and I did not have your, you know, down pat good recipe.
Yeah.
And I did not do the thing where, so basically you're supposed to take it and you're supposed to dry it out, like, in an oven.
Yeah.
Low, low temperature. Yeah. I didn't do that.
Step one.
Step one, didn't do it. Cross off the list.
Jump to step two.
All I did was I ground it up, I put it in a saucepan with butter, melted, and just simmered it for a really long time. But I didn't control the heat very well, and the butter got too hot. And so,
you're supposed to put a little bit of water.
Yeah. Well, didn't know that. And so then it started, I think it was like, I didn't notice, but it takes a really long time. You're supposed to cook it so slow. So I was cooking it like really slow, standing over the pan the whole time, stirring it. And since it was too hot, it was kind of burning the weed.
Mm-hmm.
And so throughout the process of cooking it, I got insanely stoned. I was just like giggling and like didn't even realize why, because I hadn't
Where were
smoked.
You cooking it?
It was at this frat house, so like
oh.
my friend's frat, yeah. And then we ate them, and I don't think, like, I was the only high person. And then
it was
like,
you cooked.
I think it's just because I cooked it and I didn't. And the brownies then were not very strong, I assume.
Did they taste like burnt butter?
No, the butter wasn't burnt. It was fine. It was just like, it's really easy to do that. If you're like cooking it right on a stovetop instead of like the crock pot that's set. Because like the weed will just burn kind of fast.
Mm.
A little bit if you're cooking it on a stovetop. You have to
yeah, that's why I always do the crock pot. We yeah. just always cook it yeah, up dope in the crock pot pot.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh God, this cat.
No,
he's such an asshole. You just want to be a part of the episode.
Well, he has succeeded.
Well,
keeps distracted.
I cook brownies and cookies. I've sold
yeah,
a number
really
of
good.
Them,
and I've had them. They're amazing.
Oh, I remember when I used you as a guinea pig.
Yeah,
it was really funny.
It was awesome.
So the first time we ever made these edibles, you were like, "I wonder if they're strong." So,
and
we
as
made
the
cookies.
Medium. Like, demographic of stoners.
Yeah, I was like, she would be
a good
try. So I just say, eat the cookie. Just eat
yeah.
the whole cookie.
And I was like, shouldn't I just do half? I don't know.
And I was like, whatever,
like, just
it's a cookie.
Eat the whole thing. And, I was like,
and
okay.
so she eats the cookie.
And I was just, like, glued to the couch. And, like, I think, like, on the outside, I wasn't really moving at all. I was just, like, watching the TV and just, like, being really zonked out. But in my head, like, it was kind of spinning, and I was like, I'm stuck to this couch. What can I can't, like, I don't know. It's just, like, very high.
Aw. Yeah, and it was funny, because I texted you the next day. I was like,
oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know if it was exactly, like, I was still high, but it felt, like, I didn't feel mentally high, but my eyes were a little red, and I was really excited for lunch. It was just like
I was
pretty
really excited
like
for lunch.
A little bit euphoric, so it was sort of just like the after effects, but I wasn't like mentally like can't do work, you know. I was like
yeah.
really like focused and awake, and but it was just so funny. And I did tell someone, one of my coworkers, I was like, you know what, I had this brownie last night or a cookie last night, I think I might still be a little hot.
I've had customers tell me that before.
What? That they
Yeah, that they were like, I'm still high. Like, I text them, like, how'd it go? And they're like, I went to work high, and I was just way nicer to my coworkers than usual.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm spreading world peace here, guys. Exactly. Yeah. Just random. My edibles are also, like... We tried to give them to people. Oh, he's so cute. We've tried to give them to people, too, like, as gifts or, like, let people try it. Like, well, I don't remember. Was it last Easter? We hosted last Easter. And one of my boyfriend's friends took one, and she ended up puking.
Oh. I don't know.
You ever overdone it?
Have I?
I don't think I've puked.
No. I'm always too scared to take a lot. I don't think I've ever gotten too far. I think that might have been the highest was from your edible.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
I mean, I've definitely never experienced being, like, kind of, like, high the next day.
Yeah, I, like, I don't think I've personally overdone it. I mean, I've eaten an edible and then smoked on top of it and just been, like, you know, sort of comatose or whatever, laying around. But, I also, like, I've just met people who've overdone it. Like, the girl who came to our Easter party when she ate a cookie, she's, like, puked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was, like, too much for her. She's just, like, really little and doesn't have as high of a tolerance.
No, it is pretty common.
I brought
nauseous from them because they are pretty, like.
I brought, like, a friend, or I brought a friend. I brought, I'm high. I brought edibles to a party, just because I'm a friendly person. I brought, like, enough for everyone, but not everyone, like, wanted one, so there was, of course, some left over. And so this girl eats one of my cookies, and then she goes back in, and she, like, dives for a brownie, and I go, like, no, it's a lot. Girl, it's gonna be so much.
Yeah.
No.
Did you stop her?
She was, like, she gave me a grimace and was, like, mind your business. Live my life. Like,
oh, my God.
She was very much, like, whatever, because she even told me that she had already eaten, like, a couple of other edibles before she even dove in for my cookie.
Oh,
so
really?
She had already eaten, like, some, like, coffee beans or something like that, and then, like, ate my cookie.
So she just has, like, a crazy high tolerance.
I don't know. Well, she was like, no, I'm gonna, whatever, it'll be fine. And I was like, no, it's just so much, you're gonna be so stoned. And she was like, that's what I want. And she's like, went for it. And then within maybe 60 minutes, probably less than that, she was, like, vomiting.
Well,
she, like, disappeared. I did my due diligence. I was like, no, no, don't go. And she was, vomiting. She disappeared from the party, and I asked around. I was like, has anyone seen her? Oh, my God, I'm worried. And they were like, oh, she just was like, she was in that bathroom puking. I cannot roll right now. I am making a mess no matter where I go in my whole life. Look at this. I made, like, a huge mess. Who's okay? Then after she vomited, she just, like, passed out. And we didn't hear from her until, like, a day later. She just, like, slept until the next day. Everyone else stayed up till, like, 2 a.m. partying, and she was, like, asleep by 10 p.m.
Well, you got her goal.
Yeah, and then, like, another, you know, another girl there, like, I given her the cookies, and I gave her cookies in the shape of a boob because they, like, had kind of melted together, and I'd made blossoms.
Oh, cool.
And she ate it, and she was like, I'm gonna eat both boobs. And I was like, no. And she was like, what does it matter? I'll just fall asleep if it's bad. And fall asleep she did.
That is crazy.
Yeah, some people are like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I sell it to people who they're people
out right away. Like,
I guess that's what people want. There's somebody I sell to people who buy like 25 at a time and then come back 2 weeks later. I'm like, how the fuck did you eat 25 edibles in 2 weeks? Like, you either sold them, lost them, or ate them all.
That would be crazy.
That's a lot to eat. No. Look, he's like running or something. This cat is just too cute. So many. Yeah, but anyway. Edibles are the bomb.
They are cute.
Well, how do you prefer your high?
What do you mean?
Like, do you like smoking over edibles?
Yeah. I like to rotate what I do. I like smoking a bowl sometimes. I mean, yeah, spliffs are cool, joints. I'll rotate what I'm in the mood for, and I also have like a little mini vaporizer.
And then
like one of the handheld ones.
Yeah. So what pens. Do you prefer? One of like, those highs, yeah, to an edible high, or would you equate one of those similar to an edible high?
I think vape and edibles have more in common. But it's still
pretty good. I would say like a dab and an edible is very similar.
Yeah, and I think I prefer that.
I'm an into the dabs.
Yeah. Yeah, dabs are pretty cool.
Dabs are dope. But yeah. I think that it's
but yeah, I think I do prefer the edible high.
And do you prefer...
Recently, I have more.
Like candies?
I don't really know.
Have you ever done, like, liquid ones?
No. The little, like, extracts, kind of?
Yeah.
No. I've had just, like, gummies, the chocolate-covered coffee beans, and more gummies. I think it's the only thing I've done. Yeah. I have seen the chocolates, and I've heard those are good.
Yeah.
But never tried. Have you tried them?
The chocolates? I think I have. I feel like I've tried candies... And they're not as strong. You have to eat several candies. There was one that used to buy from our old dealer. And he had, like, those chocolates.
That was still in the beginning phase, I think, of, like...
But they didn't affect me. I'd had to eat, like, several.
Yeah. But they've gotten it down more.
Oh, yeah. If you go to a dispensary, dispensaries have, like...
fucking everything.
They'll have, like, Stroopwafels. You know what I'm talking about? Those, like... waffle things you put on top of coffee.
Those they have?
Yeah, I've seen those.
That's cool.
I've seen, like, what looks like little, like a cough syrup bottle, but it's just, like, you take shots of things. Like, you take shots of random edible stuff. I'm sorry, it's a fly.
Looking at the fly.
Yeah. God, we're so distracted by animals this episode. I've seen... chocolates, trail mix.
Yeah. What's your preferred way?
I do like the baked goods route.
Yeah.
Cookies and brownies. I mean, I feel like... But as far as, like, from a dispensary, I like like gummy candy packs.
Yeah.
Gummies are dope. Yeah. Like, yeah. Those ones are also, like, good bang for your buck, too. You get, like, a pack of 20 for $25 or something. So good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that, like, the world is coming to this openness with weed, so you can get gummies and cool shit.
Yeah, definitely.
You never used to get that. We were talking about that before. Like, back in the day, it was, like, oh, is it a sativa or indica? Or, like, everyone knows so much about it, but back in the day,
you were just, like...
It was just a simple, oh, is that some green stuff in a bag? Great.
Exactly. Now and it's then, all, you go to a dispensary and they're like, well, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a CBD, THC, A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
Yeah.
Gummy.
Yeah.
Fructose, hibiscus corn syrup, flavored, hibiscus flavor. Like. I don't know. Now, yeah, we would just be like, hey, where's Bobby?
Yeah.
Does Bobby have an eighth? Yeah, I don't care. Stemmy, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. And they'd just be like, no, believe me, this is good shit.
When you're
it like, was either it's pretty good or it's really good.
But or it was never
headies versus middies.
Yeah, but you good didn't go like middle. This is LA Confidential Amnesia Hayes clone clone 33rd like
now
removed.
People can be picky about how they get stoned.
Yeah.
It's not just it's a like beautiful whatever world. You get in the bag.
What a beautiful
I
thing.
I mean, I kind of do like the simpler times, but I have really enjoyed all of the improvements.
I have too. Yeah, it's been a good life. It's a good future ahead of us stoners.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
As long as
we'll get you some more shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, if you have a chance, go ahead, treat yourself
to an edible. And yeah.
And have fun. Cool. Eat responsibly. We'll catch you next month on another episode of Two Girls
and One Joint.
Peace out.
You've been listening to Two Girls, One Joint.
Keep it real, friends.
For more episodes of Two Girls, One Joint, subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, TuneIn, Podomatic, and audio.aoas21.com. You can support this podcast either by buying an ad through AdvertiseCast or on the AOAS21 page on Patreon.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?